This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let me begin by wishing you all Eid Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your ibadat in Ramadan, all your du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your tilawat al-Quran. May Allah accept those of you who did itikaf. May Allah accept your itikaf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your charity. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace. Today, as we celebrate this Eid in 2020, I am conscious of the fact that this Eid is like no other Eid in my life. This is subdued and quiet. On this day, when I was back home in Hyderabad, I would have been focused on my khutbah for the Eid and on leading Eid Salah in our beautiful masjid, MHMIC. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect that masjid, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it continue to be a source of earning sadaqatul jariyah for all of us, insha'Allah. May Allah accept all your ibadat that you did in that masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill that masjid with khair and barakah. And this is what I would be focused on. And I remember the tradition that we have, that after the Eid Salah and Khutbah is over and we have all met each other, then we would take a group photograph of the Mutakifin, all the people who would be in Itikaf, and all our closest friends. Today, subhanAllah, the masjid will be empty and quiet, and there will not be any group photo, our tradition of the last 11 years. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to accept this with equanimity and grace, and we thank Him, because whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, is khair. Whether we like it or whether we find it difficult to accept, in it there is only khair. Here in Springfield, where I am, the Eid Salah is usually in the park, and one of the most beautiful parks. And this is one of my most beautiful experiences of my life, which I have shared with this community several times when I used to live here in the late 90s. And then later on also when I visited this community over the years. Thanks to the diversity of this community here in America, the gathering would be a riot of colors and fashions, with people coming out to pray in their traditional dresses and traditional headgear. Men and women and little children hugging and kissing and greeting each other to express their happiness at the blessing of the festival at the end of the fasting of Ramadan. Today, the park is empty. Since you cannot hug someone from 6 feet away, nor can you kiss somebody through a mask, it takes the warmth out of the love of the greeting. We are all struggling to live, to learn to live with the new norms of social distancing and masking in the post-COVID era. As somebody said, I never thought I'd see the day when I could go to the bank wearing a mask and ask for money. And that's where we are. SubhanAllah. We are moving from BC to AC, from before Corona to after Corona. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to ease this difficulty and deliver us all from this test. As I speak to you today, we are also very conscious of all the brothers and sisters and elders who left us, casualties to COVID, or for whatever reason, before this Ramadan. Death is preordained, and those who died as a result of COVID attained shahada, martyrdom, inshallah, and they will be in Jannah. But the pain of their parting and the empty space they left in our hearts can't help but bring tears to our eyes. We accept the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with equanimity and thanks, and say alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. But we miss our nearest and dearest. Last, and by no means the least, but the foremost. We are most conscious of those health professionals, doctors and nurses and others, who, knowing better than anyone else the danger that they were exposing themselves to, still went to work every morning, only to help those in need. To help the sick without asking about what religion they followed. To help the sick without looking at their skin color, or whether they were rich or poor, or anything else. Some of those who they cared for were cured. Others died alone, but for the doctor or nurse who stayed there to hold their hand as they started their final journey. We salute you, we pray for you, and we seek the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. We have no words to adequately thank you, and so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward you in keeping with His majesty and grace. You are the real heroes. Not all the Hollywood, Bollywood, Tollywood, and football and cricket and whatnot, so-called paper heroes that we had grown used to worshipping. You are the heroes. And I hope that when all this is over, and believe me, it will be over, inshallah. And we ask Allah to make it over soon. I hope that when all of this is over, people will continue to remember you, health professionals, and honor you for what you did for all of us. I remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, that there are three bases for the celebration of Eid al-Fitr. The first one is shukr, gratitude. We are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having blessed us with Ramadan and with the ability to take advantage of it in good health. Reflect on what Ramadan brought for us. Fasting to increase our taqwa and ta'alluq ma'allah. Rewards of deeds increased 70x, 70 times the reward for that deed in normal times. The reward for the nafil equal to the fard. And Laylatul Qadr, a night, the reward of worship in which is more than the reward of continuous worship for 1,000 months. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us this Ramadan in seclusion with our immediate family. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for creating conditions where we were forced to reflect on our priorities to enable us to reorder them to make our lives more productive, beneficial, and graceful. He gave us Ramadan al-Kareem with the opportunity to resolve to bring about real changes, to align our lives to the blessed sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Him to be pleased with us and to reward us. My brothers and sisters, the sign of our gratitude is the Eid Salah, the symbol of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in worship but in our entire lives. Salah is the symbol of Islam, the symbol of our ubudiyat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our obedience and worship of Allah. Salah is the symbol that when we entered Islam, we undertook to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfectly in everything without question, as we do in Salah. Without question, not because we are blind, but because we see clearly who Allah is and our relationship to Him as His creatures and slaves. Islam is not blind obedience, but obedience with real understanding of who Allah is and who we are. Without Salah, there is no Islam. Salah is the evidence and proof of Islam. Ramadan al-Kareem came to remind us about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to emphasize for us that our success in this world and the next lies in honoring our covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ramadan came to remind us that we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every breath we take, and in thanks we make sujood to Him and Him alone. Ramadan came to remind us about obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above whatever desire we may have. That is why we did not eat or drink, and we bore the hardship with patience. We controlled our emotions and tongues and hands, always conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was watching and that He didn't need our hunger and thirst, but had sent Ramadan to train us how to live our lives after Ramadan for the rest of our lives. And to this goal, today we dedicate ourselves and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. That is the first base on which we celebrate Eid. The second is charity. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our material wealth by sharing it with those for whom we hold it in trust. We acknowledge that wealth is not given for us to use it any way we like, but for us to use it as we have been commanded by the one who gave it to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu. Not only do we hasten to pay the compulsory charity that is zakat, but we also eagerly spend as much as we can to help others, to alleviate suffering, to feed and clothe and bring relief to others. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the opportunity to do all of this even more this year. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that during all the difficult time, He ensured that we were among those who gave and never joined the ranks of those in need. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept what we gave. It was from Him, and it is by His guidance that we gave it. We recognize that by giving, we cleanse our wealth. We cool the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we spread goodness all around us. And by giving, we fulfill the purpose of our creation. Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You were created for the benefit of mankind. Third base of our celebration is forgiveness. Eid is a time for joining our hearts, for meeting those we have not met for a long time. It's a time of healing wounds. The way to do that is to forgive. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated that in Fatah Makkah, where He forgave His worst enemies who had caused Him material loss, mental torture, and character assassination, only because He invited them to goodness. Yet He forgave them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, Ar-Rahim, whose mercy never ends. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Rahmatul lil Alameen, a mercy for the whole universe. So what should you and I, what should the Muslim be? Let us ask, if we reflect this mercy, which is the signature of Islam. Islam is the name of the brotherhood of faith and the brotherhood of humanity. The Muslim is the brother of every other Muslim and the brother of every other human being, whether that human being is a Muslim or not. They are our brothers and sisters in humanity. We can only do that if we learn to look at the good in people and forgive the bad. We can only see brotherhood when we learn to see the good in people and forgive the bad. I remind you and myself that we can only cure evil by loving those who do it enough to care about what happens to them because of that evil. You can't cure drug addiction by hating addicts, much less by killing them. You can't cure cancer by hating cancer patients. You can't cure hatred by hating back those who hate you. You can cure anything by loving the one afflicted by it enough to help them to get over that ailment. For that, you must be willing to take some pain yourself. That is the meaning of brotherhood. And that is why you need forgiveness. We must forgive because we need forgiveness. Let us remember that when we celebrate Eid al-Fitr today, and make sure that we spread goodness all around us. Once again, Eid Saeed, Eid Mubarak to all of you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.